You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB want to hear your experiences of getting information you need from the NHS in Wales in an accessible format. Rachel Jones, Policy and Campaigns Officer for RNIB Cymru, joins us now. Rachel, thanks for speaking to us.
Oh, thank you very much, Howell. It's great to speak to you on this really important topic.
So it's been 10 years since the Welsh Government introduced the All Wales Standards for Accessible Communication and Information for People with Sensory Loss. But it seems like not a lot has changed in the past decade. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's a really fair and accurate assessment. 10 years ago, RNIB Cymru worked with what was then the Welsh Assembly to help them develop the All Wales Standards. And I think back then we thought by now we'd be in quite a different place than what we actually are. Unfortunately, over, the past 10 years, these standards just haven't been properly embedded, properly implemented throughout all of the health boards and through the NHS Trust. And I think COVID has really highlighted the problems that blind and partially sighted people have in not receiving accessible communications. Over the past couple of years, we've probably been bombarded with more health information than we ever have before. Some of it very, very critical about COVID vaccine appointments, COVID vaccine information, shielding information. And all of those letters were sent out in standard print with no accessibility built in. And that really highlighted the fact that, the All Wales Standards have kind of brought us to this place where nothing much has changed over the past 10 years. It's really interesting to think that Welsh Government were one of the first governments in the whole of the UK to bring in these guidelines, which was really, really welcome. England actually brought in their standards a few years later, but England have already had their 5-year review. And in Wales, we haven't had the opportunity to really look at them. So that's why, as I said, it's the 10-year anniversary. We're really kicking off this campaign to really highlight the fact that Welsh Government need to look at these standards again. We are calling on them to implement like an accessibility lead, a named senior lead within Welsh Government, to really take accountability for implementing these standards, to work with health boards to make sure they're meeting all of these requirements.
And we talked about it a little bit, but what sort of impact do you think it has on blind and partially sighted people when they're receiving information, very important information from the NHS, which simply isn't accessible?
It's absolutely huge. And for myself, I'm somebody who was born with a visual impairment. I've dealt with this all of my life. And, when you're dealing with things like appointment letters, for blind and partially sighted people, we really need to know what we're doing to be able to plan our days, because we have to be able to plan transport. But we've heard from so many people that they've just missed appointments because they haven't been able to read the letters that they've gotten. If you're talking about things like treatment as well, that's a patient safety issue. Being able to know exactly what medication you should be having, when you should be having it as well. And being able to have that kind of informed choice on your treatment. To give you an example from my own life, in July, I had surgery on my shoulder. Now, I went for my pre-op, and this was the second time in 2 years that I've had a surgical procedure. So after learning at the first one that I wasn't able to read the form that I had to sign, I made sure at the second pre-op to say to the nurse, last time I had to sign this form right before I had surgery, to give my consent. I couldn't read it. Can I get this in a different format this time? Could I have it in large print, or can I have it some other way? And her flat response was, the nurse will read it to you, then she will show you where to sign. Now, from her point of view, she was trying to be really helpful. And I know that, nurses are trying to do their best. They're, challenging times within the NHS. They're trying to make sure that they can help each patient. But for me, that takes away my autonomy to be able to read something, to be able to sign it, know what I'm signing. I said to the nurse that, I'm signing my life away here. You could have anything written down and I'm just putting my signature to it. But having that response that, no, the nurse will read it to you, you'll just sign it. It takes away my autonomy. It takes the burden off them to actually produce it in my preferred format. And it puts kind of the burden on me that I'm somehow a bit of a problem that's got to be fixed. And it kind of really does not adhere to the social model of disability, which is what the Welsh Government are trying to implement within, you know, their practices, their processes. And the social model says, you know, it's not my disability that disables me, it's the environment around me. And this is a classic example, because not being able to just read something in front of you, it's not your fault. It's the fault of the person that hasn't provided it in your preferred format.
And RNIB Cymru has a survey that's currently open until Wednesday, the 25th of January. What sort of responses have you had so far from the survey?
The response so far has been absolutely fantastic. And we have to really thank our partners, SightLife, for really helping to get people involved with this survey. So they've been able to go to their groups and do it face to face with their members, which has given us a fantastic response rate. But it's been absolutely great. Bear in mind, these aren't the full results, but, you know, it's quite striking that 89% of the people who have responded to the survey have said they have not been able to get their preferred formats for communication and information. That's huge. That's a really stark figure. And it just goes to show that these standards are not working well. But the survey is still open till Wednesday, the 25th of January. So if any of your listeners out there haven't filled in the survey, I encourage you to do so.
And where can people find the survey itself?
So you can follow our social media, that's Facebook and Twitter. We have the links if you're online. If you're part of the Connect Cymru Facebook group, the links are also in there. However, if you're not online, that's absolutely fine. What you can do is call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 and you can request a call back from myself, Rachel Jones, or Kirsty James. We are both the policy and campaigns officers for Wales. We can then call you back and we can go through it over the phone.
And the survey is part of a wider piece of work now that RNIB Cymru is doing around accessible health information. What comes next?
So this really does just kick off the first of many of our campaigning activities. So we've had an event at the Senedd, which some of your listeners might have heard your report on. That went fantastically well. We had a great response from the members of the Senedd who attended. And from that, we have posed questions for a debate that they will hopefully be having in the coming weeks. Once we get the data from the survey, we're pulling that together. We're going to have a series of focus groups over the next couple of weeks. Our next focus group is Wednesday, the 25th of January at 10 a.m. If anybody is interested, they can get involved in exactly the same ways, as I said, to get involved with the survey. With the focus groups, we're taking a lot of our campaigners and our volunteers' stories, and we're going to put that together with the statistics from the survey to create an accessible health information report that we hope will be out late February, early March, that we can then send to key stakeholders to try and influence and try and implement some of our recommendations. So we are really pushing to make some change happen.
Absolutely. It's all about pushing for those long overdue changes. Rachel Jones, Policy and Campaigns Officer for RNIB Cymru. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Howell.